Here with the test in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Health and money, the two main stories in the papers today. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Independent run the hospitals crisis over several inside pages. The Belfast Telegraph and the Irish News both have as their front page stories the news that the ambulance service in Northern Ireland is investigating the deaths of eight people to see if they died because of delayed response times. One emergency nurse told the Belfast Telegraph that some people are spending so much time in A&E they're getting bed sores. She said that some people are being brought into storerooms to be given private examinations and that trying to carry out personal care in private was like human Tetris. The front page story in the Irish Times is about Health Minister Stephen Donnelly clashing with some doctors over working at weekends. While if you look to the right of that, you see a picture of Ministers Pascal Donoghue and Michael McGrath smiling broadly. They're at a press conference to announce the 2022 Exchequer surplus. The Irish Independent has two stories on the surplus. One says that the Exchequer returns prompt calls to extend cost of living supports. Beside that, the headline over an analysis by Sarah Collins tells us that with its unexpected 5 billion tax boon, the government is going to stash, not splash. An attack on two politicians at a public meeting last night is covered on the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror and inside the Irish Daily Star. The headline in the Star is "Bag of Feces Thrown at TD." The paper says that Junior Minister Anne Rabbitt tweeted that two bags of excrement were thrown at the meeting, one at her and one at a government colleague. The Star quotes TD John Laharte as saying the assault was disgusting and unacceptable. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is in the news this morning because of a very specific EU policy, that to do with the protection of wolves. The Irish Independent says she's asked officials to carry out an analysis of the dangers of wolves after reports of increased attacks on animals in Germany. One of those animals was Ursula von der Leyen's own pony, a 30-year-old pet named Dolly, which was killed by a wolf last September. In the Irish Daily Mail, she's quoted as saying her family was horribly distressed at the attack. There's an interesting juxtaposition on the front page of the Irish Independent of a sports photo and a news story. The news story is about the return to school and the flu crisis, while the photo shows a man not returning to school, former principal and new Meath manager Colm O'Rourke at a training session last night. And another front page sporting photo is on the front, on the Irish Examiner. Owen Noonan's striking shot shows five players from Cork and Kerry at Parky Rin last night. They're about to pounce on the ball. The background is dark. The floodlighting is throwing sharp shadows and the players' faces and bodies are frozen in concentrated effort. It could be a medieval tableau, a Caravaggio. A different kind of frozen photo is in the Gloss magazine in the Irish Times. It's of a middle-aged man floating in a calm blue sea looking to the sunrise, and he's got a large camera in his hand. He's Wicklow-based photographer Neil Meehan, who specialises in sea photos. He says the sea is his office. And if you're wondering about next year's Christmas presents, the Irish Daily Mirror has a spread on new gadgets that have just been launched. One of these is an augmented reality eyebrow printer. It scans your face in seconds and prints perfect eyebrows on you.